From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Alex, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. What in your life
Thank
needs
you.
Fixing?
It's very simple. My heart wants my business to grow, but my mind is too scared.
Alex, here it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. Need some guidance on how to find the courage, confidence, and self-worth deep within to take the next big steps in my personal life and business life. So how does a 38-year-old man tell his old young self to shut the F up in my head and want to conquer the world and not run away from it? I want to take risks for my business. I don't feel equipped mentally to do so because my old inner child's thoughts and patterns of wanting to run from challenges kicks in.
What's the business?
Wow. It's a beef jerky company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You make your own beef jerky?
Yeah. Started it about 3 years ago in my condo, and it's blossomed into something bigger. We're making it out of an establishment, and we're online and in some retail
space. How did you get into this? So you started during the pandemic?
So the short version of the story, I won't dive too much into it, is this is going to sound really odd, but I was getting a massage from my masseuse. This is strange.
Yeah. Bro, the amount of stories I have that start the exact same way.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting a massage. Uh-huh.
And he was just sharing how he just recently started making beef jerky for some of the personal trainers at the gym.
Uh-huh.
And he was selling it. And then my creative mind, who also loves food and loves to create in the kitchen, I decided to buy a small dehydrator off Amazon, which is the mechanism that basically dries meat into jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And I started making it and exploring in my condo. And then gave some samples to friends, family, and a business that I had regularly visited. And him and I have now been in business for about 3 years, and we're just slowly expanding. And that's partly why I'm reaching out to you guys with the FML is we all get to a certain peak in our lives where there's like a make or break moment where, you know, you have to take that next step or you just be complacent and stay where you're at and just float by. And that's where I'm currently at, is taking this huge jump into possibly co-packing, which will expand our production, expand our responsibilities, expand my challenges in my mind, and both physically and mentally. So that's where I'm at.
Who are you afraid of letting down?
That's a good question. I think it's just I'm so used to not doing it because of my own habits of, let's say, when I do try something, it's always met with possibly discouragement.
By who, though? By who? By who?
Just in general.
Are you scared of yourself?
I think it's myself, yeah.
It's got to be.
What put you in the mindset that you feel that you don't deserve things? Because it's not about taking the jump. Right? You had no problem starting.
Mm-hmm.
You had no problem, you know, going to friends and family, and then you had no problem partnering up. You had no problem expanding. Mm-hmm. You had no problem growing. So what happened in your life that gave you the mindset that you don't deserve success?
I don't think I've ever been asked that, to be honest. That's a very deep question.
I think you're scared of failure. Like, you've built up.
I think you're scared of success.
Oh, you're scared of success?
Yeah.
Because so far, there's everything's been bang on, right? Like, you've been nailing every little accomplishment, and it seems like you guys are on the verge with this business of like really blowing up.
No, something happened in your life. Somebody said something to you. You went through something where you don't feel that you deserve things.
Mm.
You have no problem doing hard work.
That's a given. Yeah.
You don't mind the work, and you don't mind, you have a vision. You know, you're not ripping anybody off. You're not lying to anybody. You're not lying to yourself. Everything you're doing is legit. And yet you have this thing where you don't feel that you deserve it.
Right.
And that's what's holding you back.
Mm. Yeah, I guess it's just...
You don't want to be too big. You don't want to be too loud. You don't want to be... I don't know what it is. But that's the question you got to ask yourself. It's because I don't think it's about failure. I think that you're afraid of actually becoming something, because it's very, very easy to sit there and not be noticed. And it's very, very easy to have a small business that nobody really, you know, if it fails, it's not going to let anybody down. Success, you know what's successful to me is I just want enough to get by. But actually blowing up and putting yourself out there, okay, is something that I think that you are afraid of. You want to be successful, but you don't want to be noticed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm.
You could still do that, though. Be in the background.
Right.
Mm. And let the business thrive.
It's not healthy.
Right. Right.
No, but if that's what you're comfortable with, I say, accept all the wins, bro.
Yeah.
And celebrate the hard work.
It's starting to rewire the brain to start telling myself that the things that could go right, necessarily the things that will go wrong.
Alex.
Yes, guys.
Okay,
yes.
instead of setting one goal, what you're going to do is you're going to hang up with us, and you're going to break that one ultimate goal into 50 smaller goals that'll eventually get you there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to set those goals and you're going to crush them every day or once a week or a couple of months.
Okay,
you're not going to look at the end goal. You're going to you're going to take that end goal and you're going to split it up into 50 other goals.
Okay.
You can do those.
I like that. Yeah.
You can do those, right? You know you can.
Yeah.
Grow in a way you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Shut up, Mocha. Don't say it. Don't say it. You're such a jackass.
I'm not gonna say it. Just going back to
What, my initial part of the story?
No.
Is that what your male masseuse said to you when you're on that table?
Is that what?
Is that what your male masseuse said to you when you're on the table?
Sorry, man. You call jerks. You know, sometimes you can look for advice and you wind up calling jerks. But no, man, you're going to be okay.
All right, guys.
All right, dude.
Thanks,
you
Alex. Take it all easy. The best, man.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Garrett, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. This is Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing?
Well, being the best brother ever and helping my sister find love.
Okay, Garrett, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm trying to help my sister find a partner. She is struggling because we live in a small town and not many options. I'm trying to teach her to broaden her horizons. Help.
Hmm. Did she ask you for help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
So okay. What kind of advice, first of all, how old is she, how old are you, and what kind of advice are you giving her?
So she's going to be 37, I'm 34.
Okay, and the advice that you've been giving?
Just take her time, relationships take time to grow, to blossom, all that kind of stuff. And it is tough, we live in a small town, so that's part of it, but she's been a teacher for many years, and an amazing, amazing girl, catch for many men in this world. Love sports, love activity. So,
how small is your town? How big?
What's population?
Like 1,500 people.
Oh.
So literally everyone knows everyone.
Okay. and where is you, like, is that your where you live, but also like where she socializes, or does she sort of broaden out into a larger area when she's doing stuff?
No. So she's here with my parents have a property, and she kind of has her own dwelling as a cottage. So she permanently lives here. I bounce around between here and Toronto.
Obviously, what's her reluctance? You said to broaden her horizons, right?
What do you expect her to do?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's opportunities in the future, potentially joining a new school board, whether it's in Kingston or Ottawa and that kind of thing.
Is she happy where she is, though, at the school board? You shouldn't have to quit your job because you can't get a date.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like I know that, there's a shortage of teachers and everything, but still.
Like, I don't know if that's the best advice to give her.
Yeah, no, for sure, of course. I mean, I think she's open to change. So, I mean, that's definitely a possibility.
But is she out there? Like, is she actively trying to meet people? Like, how far is, like, the closest place for her to go? Like, if she wants to do something, like go out or go on a date or go to a gym or join some club. Like, how far does she have to travel to do that stuff?
Like, half an hour. Like, Belleville.
Okay, that's not bad.
That ain't too bad, though.
I mean, Belleville, though. Yeah. Like, okay. No offense, Belleville.
Wow, shout out to Belleville.
But, you know. Okay.
Yo, you're not helping Garrett out, eh?
No, I know.
But sister's not going to listen to us now.
So, has she been on any dates?
Yeah, she's trying the online thing, right?
Okay, but, and how does that go for her? Not well?
Yeah, it could be better, I guess.
Yeah, Belleville.
It's tough, you know? Like, it's the age bracket.
Has she been married? Has she done all this before or no?
No.
She is not, eh? Okay. So that's a tough age to start to date. 37 is tough, man. But yeah. It sounds like she's doing like everything right. It's just, there's a lot of circumstances mm-hmm. that go into this. Like, unless I don't know. Like, how do you meet somebody? Like, I'm no expert on dating, but if she's doing the online stuff and she's serious about it and it sounds like she's motivated, right?
Yeah, of course.
So it's not a motivation thing. You got a guy problem.
Yeah.
Like, are you calling us, asking us where to find hot guys?
No. I'm reaching out because it's been a long time coming and I'm just trying to be a good little brother.
But
boy,
how do you want us to help you? I don't know where the hot guys are hiding in Belleville. I can Google it.
Hot guys in Belleville?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that on your, on your computer.
It's a work computer. I'm not going to ruin my my computer. I'm not going to soil my computer. Okay.
Tell us exactly what you're typing.
Hot guys in Belleville.
Ontario. Yeah, got to be specific, bro.
Find. Okay.
Results are
dating Belleville men. Uh-huh. This is a love awake. There's a lot of gay Belleville.
Uh-huh.
Belleville one night stands.
No, she don't want that.
Legal action for naughty BDSM singles in Belleville.
Wow,
don't get mixed up with those.
Yo, stay away from Belleville, Garrett.
Here we go. Male escorts in Belleville.
Okay, maybe expand the geographical Belleville area outside of Belleville a little bit further.
Right.
Hold on here.
We've always told other people, like, when they say that they want to, like, meet friends or anything like that, like joining a club, like something that she's interested in where she could also meet people who share those common interests.
Yeah. No, she works out, which is good every week, and she has that going, and she's into rugby and stuff, but
yeah,
it's a tough go in the small towns.
I think that the interesting thing is with this is it's just circumstances, and it doesn't sound like she's not motivated. I could understand, you know, if you were looking to motivate her, we could probably help you with that. But when she is motivated and she is interested, I think it's just, you know, just putting yourself out there. And I know in a town of 1,500, that's going to take about 6 days before you put yourself out there to every single person.
Yeah, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, but you know, just expand and, you know, like Mocha said, you know, clubs are great. Even once a week, things on weekends are really great. It just put yourself in spaces with new people. Right. And not necessarily with the motivation to date. I think that when you're stuck in the situation that she's in, the first step is to socialize rather than looking to date.
Right. Which is, I know it's kind of that tough area where it's like, you know, how far do you go? Cause I mean, I was married and divorced. I'm in a new relationship now, and I know that relationships take time to grow, obviously, but sometimes it's that level of giving her the time to socialize and then allowing that to naturally bloom into a relationship.
Yeah, no, just send her out. Tell her to join everything on weekends. Tell her go have some fun on weekends. Go to where the people are. Go do something that she enjoys with other people she doesn't know.
True.
Okay.
Does that help, Garrett?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right,
buddy.
Man.
We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on Kiss. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Timothy, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz, Mocha, how are you?
Good, man, how are you?
I'm great. Just getting over a cold, but still alive.
Okay, what's going on? What do you need help with? You're cold?
Not that. Listen, I'm not like the Energizer Bunny, but I wish I was.
You're not like the Energizer Bunny. You wrote a sis, Timothy. Any tips to last long?
What?
Any tips to last longer in the sack?
Oh, my God.
Reasons I ask is because a bunch of dudes at work, and they're all telling me 30 minutes, and I'm like, hell nah. I feel a sense of accomplishment if I hit 10.
Hey.
Okay, so is this a cardio problem or another problem?
You know what? Maybe a bit of both, but I'm thinking mental as well.
Mental?
Yeah, I bet you're like in your own mind thinking, not focusing on like what it is you're doing and focusing on how long, I guess.
Yeah, like I've tried to think about so many things just to, you know, keep it going, but like nothing works.
So you can bleep this, right, Mocha? Because I need clarification on something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it that you are or you? You know what I mean? Like, you're okay. Okay. Yeah. This is a
tricky one.
Well, no, but this is the age old question, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, nobody has a real answer for. I don't know. To me, like, are you married?
I am.
You are. Is your wife happy?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, it's not so bad because we're trying to have a baby. Uh-huh. So it's...
Okay. You're doing shift work, right?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. Okay. Which suits you fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine for right now.
Oh, yeah. For right now, you're the king, bro.
Yeah. Is this your first kid?
No, it's going to be, we're trying for a second.
You're trying for your second. Okay. So when you're not trying for a kid, is everything fine? Your relationship is good? Your wife is happy?
She's happy, but there's been, do you know what it is? It's more of the guys that I talk to about work. I'm like, how is this happening for half an hour? What are you doing?
Why are you talking to... Who cares? They're liars.
Huh.
Yeah.
Bro, they're probably in and around the same amount of time
as
you.
They're liars.
There's one that Julian got. Was like, I asked him. He's like, hour and a half. Like, how?
Yeah, right.
There's no way, bro.
Marathon runner over
bro,
here.
Like,
no. There's, that guy's like... You know what?
I feel like they're all
trolling you, man.
Yeah. Nobody wants an hour and a half.
Right.
Nobody. Nobody does. There's no reason for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You got to stop comparing yourself to the guys at work,
stop
for God's sake.
Idiots.
Agreed.
Yeah, I feel like they're all trolling you, bro.
It's possible because, I mean, I did do a bit of a survey.
Why?
Oh my God.
Why?
You know, dude, what's
it was just
with
one
you?
Of those things. Nothing to do at work. And I'm like, okay, let me ask a bunch of people.
How does that, let me ask you this question, okay? How does that conversation start? Like, what do you say to the guys at work? Do you say it all in a group? Or are you asking them individually? Are you saying it out loud? Are
and
you
then
taking
it become,
them off to the side?
And then it becomes like a group discussion.
It's all one by one. And I mean, for all I know, they could get together eventually and be like, hey, Tim's asking us.
Okay, so, no, 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 but how are you asking? What are you saying?
I literally just ask.
But then they
this
don't, like, to me, that sounds inappropriate for the workplace because somebody might take that as flirting.
Maybe.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, I never thought about it like that. I just,
especially that Nigerian that said hour and a half, bro. You got your work cut out.
I'm going to talk to him right now.
Okay, if anybody had the answer to this question, they'd be a millionaire. You know what I mean? I think that if everything works, you know, you don't have any real hangups and you got a great woman and you got a kid with another one on the way.
Fantastic.
Stop comparing yourself to guys at work, man. Look what you have. You got it real good. You got it Lovely. Real good, man.
See, that's why I go to you guys.
All right, Timothy.
Lovely. Appreciate it.
You feel better?
Right?
I do feel better. I'm gonna go talk to that guy right now.
Oh my, don't stop.
Don't stop talking
we
to the
said,
guys at
man,
work.
You're not listening. Stop talking to the dudes at work, man.
I can't get over the hour and a half one. I just got to talk to him one time.
Oh my God. Okay.
Have him call us.
Yeah.
No, I will.
Yeah. Have him reach out. We got to talk to that guy. What's his name?
Tocumbo.
The Kumbo.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to talk to this Nigerian prince here, man. Hour and a half. Hi, Timothy. All the best, bro.
Okay, boys. All right, love you, boys.
Love you, love right you, back. Man.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.